What's up, everybody? This is Word of a Rebel, and today we're going to talk about the term polyamory and also triads and open relationships. We're going to talk about this, how this has become like a new buzzword, basically in social media and blogs and YouTube channels and podcasts. Everybody's talking about polyamory. To be honest, it wasn't a new concept for me whenever I heard people talking about this in recent events. I actually knew of a few couples in open relationships way before this became a buzzword like it is this year. And I actually also knew a couple of what they call triads. So let's get some definitions out of the way, and then we're going to break down this conversation and the parts that I think are foolish and the parts that I think that are great. So number one, polyamory is basically an open relationship in which fewer behaviors are considered cheating. And every open relationship that I've ever come across has been formatted somewhat different. In some of these open relationships, it's basically the same thing as being able to have friends of all genders and all sexualities. Not that there's any sexual behavior involved, just friendship, and that there's no issue there. Now, to me, to be honest, any monogamous relationship can be that without having to say they're an open relationship. You know, you can be in a relationship, a committed monogamous relationship, sexually so, and have friendships of whatever genders or sexuality you choose without breaking the bonds of the relationship. I never saw a problem with that anyway. But apparently to some people, that's considered an open relationship because you have friendships of the same gender that you date. Okay, whatever. Now, the other form of open relationship or polyamorous relationship is basically everybody involved in the relationship has permission to date and have sex with anybody they choose. Now, some of these partnerships say that you have to use protection with your outside partners. Some of them say that they have to be introduced to any additional outside partners. There's different ways of that I've heard of these open relationships functioning. But there's a couple that I knew, one particular couple, that completely just didn't talk about their outside partners. They both agreed to use protection, but they just completely never talked about it. They made a point of not allowing the extra people to impede upon their time together. So, in other words, if you were one of their outside partners, you very rarely had access to them, but it was just the idea they could have sex when they felt like it with other people. So that's polyamory in a nutshell. Okay. Now, when it comes to a triad, it's a situation where there are three people in a relationship, most of the time also cohabitating together as a triad. I only know of one that continues to be successful as of today. And I know that other people know of other triads, but I only knew of two, and one of them is still together and is likely to sustain. This is a triad that actually formed before this became a trendy word or a discussion point for anybody, or for anybody to be curious about trying this out. They formed a triad not because it was something that was trending, but simply because it was something that worked for them because of the way they came together as partners. This was something that started basically from the beginning of the time that the two of them began dating. There was this third person who was always present, and it just fit. It wasn't like a forced situation. So the reason I'm saying that is because this is the part I want to get to, the core of it. Now we know the definitions, but let's talk about this way that it's become a trend. This is the part that irritates me, because I see people putting these posts up and acting like polyamory is just gonna solve all of the relationship concerns that people have. Because magically, if you're in a polyamorous relationship, magically, no one is gonna have anxiety, no one is going to be jealous, and everything is just gonna be rosy and whatever. You know what? That's bullshit. And now we're gonna explain why. Jealousy, anxiety, insecurities, and whatever other relationship ills that you can imagine have nothing to do with the formation of the relationship, nor the sexuality of the people involved. In fact, all of these things are internal struggles that a person might deal with. And regardless of what kind of relationship they're in, they're still going to have those problems. I've seen these. Like I said, once again, I know several monogamous couples, I know a few polyamorous couples, and I know one triad. And I can tell you right now, none of that prevents relationship problems. None of it. So whenever people make these posts and they're like, polyamory is going to end jealousy, and polyamory just makes more sense, especially because, you know, most people have children for more than one person, blah, 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 blah. And like all of this, it doesn't fix anything, okay? You have to be in a relationship that makes you comfortable. And if a poly relationship makes you comfortable, then that's great. Then you should do that. But I'm so annoyed right now because I'm seeing so many posts bashing monogamy. And it was really interesting. The most recent one that I saw was somebody talking about toxic monogamy in the same way that you might have heard toxic masculinity, right? And then I'm reading the post, and the entire post is bashing monogamy. Now, let me explain something to y'all. You know, if you want to call something toxic and just saying that this is a situation where this thing is toxic, that's one thing. But this person was saying that monogamy itself is toxic. But what was interesting and strange, and I was just like, this person needs to check themselves, is the fact that they were the one being toxic. Nobody in a monogamous relationship was being toxic in this commentary, but this person was bashing monogamy. That's toxic. Bashing someone else's relationship choices and relationship preferences is toxic. That is toxicity. Now, whenever I scan through social media world, I don't see people bashing polyamory. In fact, I'm not even bashing polyamory. All I'm telling you is it ain't gonna fix shit for you. If you got drama, you gonna have drama regardless. What I'm saying is, let everybody do what they want to do and stop all of this my way is better bullshit. It's so stupid and it's a waste of energy. Nobody's way is better than anyone else's way. Whatever you do with you and yours is wonderful. I celebrate you. I hope that you are happy. But please, please stop with the bashing, right? If, you know, for most of y'all out there, polyamory is something brand new for y'all, and I guess y'all are super excited. And that's fine. But check yourself. Don't bash other people because they're not trying to do what you're doing, okay? Stop trying to make this like a gang mentality. It's like so much about, you know, social media and the trends about relationships and business becomes like this almost cult-like insanity where it's like, well, you have to be on my team or I got a problem with you. It's not necessary, guys. Seriously. You know, if you want to talk about how happy and content you are with your polyamorous relationship, I will be right there telling you, you get it. You right, you be happy in your relationship because that's what works for you. But whenever you tell me that the way that I've chosen and my partner has chosen to have our relationship formatted is a problem, now we have an issue. Because no one in a monogamous relationship that I know has any issue with polyamorous relationships existing. We don't care. We want you to be happy. So at the end of the day, if you're going to call anything toxic and then you go on bashing, you need to ask yourself, what is the actual toxic behavior? Think about that for a second. Because once again, monogamous couples don't give a shit about your polyamorous relationship. We got too much in our own households and we got too much energy within our own households to take care of. Now, part two of this conversation, let's go ahead and get into this. What is the reason that I don't agree with having for myself having a polyamorous relationship? I ain't got the energy. That's pretty much it. It's not that it's like a problem, you know, like to say, you know, what is it like, you know, what is my personal feeling on it? It's like I can't love and attend to more than one romantic partner and treat everybody in the way that they actually need to be treated. And I'll say this, I don't want my partner being with other people because I know what I need from my partner. And if my partner were giving some of his energy to someone else, I would feel like I was being neglected. So at the end of the day, that's what this comes down to, is you got to make personal choices for how you're going to spend your energy. You know, I have a business, I have a full-time job, and I'm a parent. And, you know, I have so much that I'm involved in that I really, truly love. And when I envision, you know, what it would be like to add someone else into the situation, see, that's the thing that people don't think about. People are like, ooh, polyamory, it's going to be so much fun. You're not thinking about the energy expenditure. I am very, very protective of my energy. And I'm going to say this right here and right now. I ain't got enough energy for that many people. I can't even be in a triad. Because somebody else said they like triads because they feel like they have two people who can attend to them. Yeah, you also got to attend to two other people. So I'm not understanding how that's a benefit. You know, the triad that I know will tell you straight up, like, it's not easy. It's no easier to have a triad than it is to have a couple that's just two people. It's just as strenuous. The only benefit they have is that they're splitting finances three ways. Otherwise, they're like, it's the same thing. It's just like a relationship with two people. It's exactly the same. So don't go into a poly situation or a triad situation with rose-colored glasses and be like, oh my God, this is going to be so much fun. Honey, this is not like a vacation resort, okay? It's not this new trendy, you know, spot. Like, oh, this is the new vacation spot, y'all. We're just going to have so much fun. Every vacation spot is exactly the same. Don't get it twisted. Don't get your little hopes up, okay? Every relationship, regardless of how you structure it, is going to take energy and time. And you have to ask yourself what works for you. And if a poly relationship works for you, go for it. If a triad works for you, go for it. But also, if monogamy is your best option, go with what works for you. Don't worry about these little trendy buzzwords. This is your life, okay? And in a couple of years, when people have moved on to some other discussion topic, you the one still will be dealing with your relationship. So you better damn well be happy with the way you got it set up. All right, y'all, let me know what you think about this. Am I right? Am I wrong? You know, am I being too hard on people? Because personally, I don't feel like I'm being hard. I feel like I'm just keeping it real with y'all. You know, I don't believe in sugarcoating nothing. There's nothing that is a fairy tale. There's nothing that's going to be perfectly wonderful, glorious, or whatever else. I'm just saying do what makes you happy and stop bashing other people for doing what makes them happy. Y'all have a great and wonderful, peaceful day. Remember, as always, I am here for empowerment. Be sure to hit me up at Word of a Rebel on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. I think I got them all. Basically, I'm on everything at Word of a Rebel. So I'll talk to you guys all soon. Peace.